சதாசிவ சமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சார்ய மத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சார்ய பர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம். ஓம். சாப்டர் 17 வெர்ஸ் நம்பர் 10.
யாத்தயாமங்கதரசம் பூதி பர்யுஷிதம் சயத் உச்சிஷ்டமபி சாமேத்யம் போஜனம் தாமசப் ப்ரியம்.
லார்டு கிருஷ்ண டீலிங் வித் த டாபிக் ஆஃப் ஆஹாரத்ரயம், ராஜச ஆஹார, தாமச ஆஹார, சாத்விக ஆஹார. தட் ஆஹார ஹுச் இஸ் ப்ரிஃபர்ட் பை ஆர் லைக்டு பை தோஸ் பீப்புள் அக்கார்டிங் டு தேர் குணாஸ். இஃப் எ பர்சன் is having a sattvika guna, what type of food he loves, he likes or she likes. If rajasa guna is there, what type of food that person choose. Suppose three types of food are served on the table, you imagine sattvika ahara food in one table and rajasa ahara on one table and tamasic ahara on one table, and just they go and see and they want to eat what type of food. Now, according to their guna they take that food into their plate. Buffet system, no? Buffet system nowadays they are keeping all varieties. So what type of food he choose, that Lord Krishna brilliantly presenting. By choosing their food, you can know their guna. So, we have completed that sattvika ahara and rajasa ahara in 8th and 9th shlokas. Sattvika ahara is that which helps to nourish the longevity, good health, mental health also included in that sattvika ahara. That which is nice to see, and if you eat also, it gives energy. It will not give any stomach problems. Sattvika ahara, no stomach upset. That food, sattvika ahara, he said, ayuhu, sattva, bala, arogyam, and sukham, preeti. All this will come by sattvika ahara. Sukham will come. In Rajas Ahara, that Ahara which is having lot of sour, sweet, hot, no, mirchi, masala, avani, or cholala, katva, amla, lavana, tyushna, tishna, vidahinahana. All pungent, stringent, stimulative food is called Rajasic food. Fried food they love. What is taste only they give importance. What is good for stomach they never give importance. They give more importance to the tongue, not to the mind, not to the body. So the tongue is very, taste is very important for them. But a sattvic person, he never give importance to the tongue, but he gives first importance to the stomach. And is it good for mind? That also he sees. Later only taste are the second preference. Chappun irukum food, bland diet. Sattvic food is bland diet. There is no any mirchi masala and all. That is sattvic food. What about tamasic food? யாத்தயாமம் கதரசம். த தாமசிக் பர்சன், எ பர்சன் ஹூ இஸ் ஹேவிங் த தாமசிக் குண, தாமசிக் பர்சன் லவ்ஸ் டு ஹேவ் தட் ஃபுட், போஜனம் தட் ஃபுட், யாத்தயாமம் விச் இஸ் நாட் ப்ராப்பர்லி குக்குடு. யாத்தயாமம் அன்குக்குடு ஆர் ஹாஃப் குக்குடு, நாட் ப்ராப்பர்லி குக்குடு, மந்த பக்வம் அர்த்தம், ஹாஃப் குக்குடு. தட் டைப் ஆஃப் ஃபுட் ஹீ லவ்ஸ். கதரசம் விச் லேக்ஸ் நரிஷ்மெண்ட், கதரசம் மீன்ஸ் தட் ரசம் விச் ஹேஸ் கான், கதரசம் மீன்ஸ் விச் ஹேஸ் நோ டேஸ்ட் அட் ஆல் இன் தட், நோ ஸ்ட்ரென்த் ரிமெயின் இன் தட். ரசவியுக்தம் வித்தவுட் எசென்ஸ் அர்த்தம், ஆல் எசென்ஸ் ஹவ் கான். பூதி, பூதி மீன்ஸ் தட் விச் கிவ்ஸ் ஃபவுல் ஸ்மெல், தட் விச் கிவ்ஸ் ஃபவுல் ஸ்மெல் இன் எவ்ரி ஒன்ஸ் ஹவுஸ். ஜெனரலி மாவு அரைச்சி எத்தனை நாள் வைப்பா ஃப்ரிட்ஜில் தெரியுமா? தெரியுமா சுவாமினி, நாங்கள் தான் உங்களுக்கு சொல்லணும், யூ நோ பெட்டர் தேன் மீ. ஒன் வீக்குக்கு ஒரே வாட்டி மாவு அரைச்சி டெய்லி அதே தோசை, அதே இட்லி, அதே ஊத்தப்பம், அதே எல்லாமே அதுக்கே அதுக்கே யூஸ் பண்ணுவேன். ஃபெர்மெண்டேஷன் இஸ் மோர் இன் தட், லாட் ஆஃப் பாக்டீரியா. புளிச்சாதான் நல்லா இருக்கும், ஆனால் சில பேருக்கு அந்த இட்லி அப்படி இருந்தால் தான் நல்லா இருக்கும் அவங்களுக்கு. வி ஆர் நாட் சப்போஸ் டு ஈட் எஸ்டர்டேஸ் மாவு. அப்போ இட்லியை வராதேன்னு சொல்லுவோம், இட்லி வரும், யார் சொன்னால் வராதுன்னு, இட்லி கண்டிப்பாக வரும். டுடே மார்னிங் யூ ப்ரிப்பேர் ஆல்சோ, நைட்டுக்கு யூ கேன் ப்ரிப்பேர் இட்லி. பட் யூ சி த ஸ்மெல், எஸ்டர்டேஸ் மாவு ஸ்மெல், தட் ஈஸ் ஆல்சோ நாட் குட் பிகாஸ் அவர் நோஸ் இஸ் அக்கஸ்டமட் டு தட். We are liking that smell now, full of fermentation. The yeast increase in that, in bread and all these are like that only. That is, according to Shastra, it is a foul smell. அது நிறைய இட்லி வருமா, மாவு நிறைய நேரம் இருந்தால் நிறைய இட்லி வரும், என்ன வரும்னு. This is... Not only that, this logic what they give, no, I never understand this. If you don't put mirchi masala and all, people eat more. Therefore, put mirchi masala so that they can take little. இது என்ன லாஜிக்னு தெரியல எனக்கு. Put lot of mirchi masala, na, they don't eat much. Quantity will be, you can serve very little. If you don't put mirchi masala and the karam illana uppu karam korachala irundana people eat more, people should eat more only. See, this is wrong logic, no? Eppadi poyirudhu parunga buddhi. I used to listen in, when I was young, I used to ask why you are putting this much salt, this much karam, ana illana pattadhu nu solran tappu, that is adharma actually. அதார்மிக் வே ஆஃப் திங்கிங். நிறைய சாப்பிடணும் எல்லாருமே, மகா பாப்போம் அசல் அந்த ஆலோசனை வரக்கூடாது ஆக்சுவலா. ஸோ சிம்பிள் திங் ஆல்சோ, ஹவு மச் பாப்பா வி ஆர் டூயிங் யூஸ் ஒரு தாட்டு போதும், தட் இஸ் ராங். ஸோ தட் யாத்தயாமம் கதரசம் பூதி பர்யூஷிதம் மீன்ஸ் ஸ்டேல் ஃபுட், ஃபுட் கெப்ட் ஓவர் நைட் ஆர் டூ நைட்ஸ் த்ரீ நைட்ஸ், நல்லதான இருக்கே பார்க்கறதுக்கு என்ன, யூ ஹாவ் டு கீப் அண்டர் மைக்ரோஸ்கோப், யூ ஹாவ் டு கீப் அண்டர் மைக்ரோஸ்கோப். த பிரெட் வென் யூ வாண்ட் டு பை, இஸ் இட் ஃப்ரெஷ் பிரெட் யூ ஆஸ்க் த ஷாப்கீப்பர், ஃப்ரெஷ் பிரெட்டம்மா இப்போ தான் வந்தது அப்படின்னு சொல்லுவான். எந்த ஷாப்கீப்பர் சொல்லுவான் திஸ் இஸ் ஸ்டேல் பிரெட் ரொம்ப நாள் ஆச்சுன்னு சொல்லுவானே யாராவது? இந்த அம்மா அச்சு பிச்சு மாதிரி போய் அங்கே போய் ஃப்ரெஷ்ஷாக பிரெட் எப்போ வந்தது அப்படின்னு கேட்பான். எந்த ஷாப் கீப்பர் வந்து இது ஃப்ரெஷ் இல்லைன்னு சொல்லுவான்? அந்த கேட்கறதுலனே நம்ம எவ்வளோ இன்டெலிஜென்ட்டாக அவனுக்கு புரிஞ்சு போயிடும் இல்லையா? த வே வி ஆஸ்க் ஹீ அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட்ஸ் ஹவு இன்டெலிஜென்ட் வி ஆர். தெர் இஸ் நோ ஃப்ரெஷ் பிரெட், எவ்ரி பிரெட் இஸ் யூ கீப் அண்டர் மைக்ரோஸ்கோப், அதாவது லாட் ஆஃப் பாக்டீரியான்னு. இப்படி என்ன பிரெட் கல்ச்சர் ஆச்சு, எல்லா வீட்டில் பிரெட் சாப்பிட்றது பழக்கம். So therefore, please switch off your cell phones. Yatayamam gatarasam puti paryushitam. Food kept overnight outside the fridge, if you keep also, it is not good. Api uchishtam, uchishtam api, even leftover food. Bhukta sesham manartham. Leftover food we are not supposed to touch. Except three persons or two persons. A guru left out food we can eat. Husband left out food wife can eat. They are supposed to be prasadam. Husband left out food, even the same plate you are, if you eat a bhagyam kadacha, adu romba nalladhu namma shastram sollaradhu. Ippo who will eat, which wife will eat today nowadays? And the guru gurus, after his food or her food, the leftover of the food, that's why they'll ask, please give that. Wife is supposed to ask when husband is taking the food, please keep some food leftover. Except those two persons, we are not supposed to eat anyone's left out food. These two foods are left out also, they are same like a prasadam. Those days, women used to see husband as a guru. Nowadays, why they are not seeing? In those days, husbands were very, very knowledgeable, well-versed in Shastra. They used to teach Vedanta, Shastra, everything, all the rituals, Dharma Shastra, everything to his wife. Husband used to teach those days. Therefore, there no woman used to go to that Gurukulam. Women never gone to Gurukulam. Gurukulam is only husband's house is the Gurukulam for women. Therefore, she looks at him as her guru. Nowadays, no Gurukulam. Husband is supposed to know and teach. Okay, nowadays we need not talk. I am telling just those days. So, uchishtam, we are not supposed to eat. Amedhyam. See, even uchishtam also allowed in Shastra in very rare cases. When you are not getting food at all, suppose, even water, food you are not getting. Suppose you are feeling so hungry, there is no other way. That time Shastra allows for prana rakshanartham you can take. But you should not take too much. Only prana sandharanartham, prana rakshanartham, for life's sake you can take. Shastra allows in emergency. That also allowed. So, tamasah priyam, amedhyam means, that one word we have to see, amedhyam, which is impure. What is prohibited in yajna is called amedhyam. Food which is not offered to the Lord is called amedhyam. Which food is not offered to the Lord. Medha means yajnam. Medhyam means yajna prasadam. Medha means, medha means yajnam. Medhyam means yajna prasadam. That's why Lord Krishna said, yajnashishtamrita bhujaha muchyante sarvakilvishai, he said. Yajnashishtam means whatever is left over after offering, anything if you enjoy, experience, after giving to others, that is yajnashishtam. Whatever is you are using after offering, either clothes or money or any other type of comforts, after giving to others, if you enjoy, it is yajna shishtam. That gives so much of punya, person can be free from papa. Muchyante sarva kilbishaihi. Then what is opposite to that? Suppose without offering to anyone, suppose I eat without offering. Without offering anything, I enjoy any comfort. that will not remove my papa. Not only that, it gives more papa. Therefore, without offering, we are not supposed to use anything in our life. Or any object you can take. So that we have to remember. Tamasa priyam, that food, naivedyam in our house, whatever we cook, we put naivedyam, Bhagavanik nivedanam pannanam. Bhagavan ki you have to offer and you have to take it. Without naivedyam, if you take that food, it is having a dosha. All doshas will go away if you offer the food to the Lord. So without naivedyam, you cannot take food. You can take, but you are not supposed to take. That is what tamasa priyam, that which is has not offered to the Lord, they eat, and which is stored food, they eat, and left out food, they like, and gives bad smell, and not cooked properly. These are all the foodstuffs they love. All non-vegetarian foods also comes under tamasic food. Non-vegetarian also comes under tamasic food. Next, 11th shloka. We have completed two topics. Ahara trayam over, Shraddha trayam over. Now, third topic is Yajna trayam. Three types of yajnams. We'll read the shloka number 11.
Aphalakankshi bhir yajnaham vidhi drishto ya ijyate yashtavyame veti manaham samadhaya cha sattvikah samadhaya cha sattvikah.
Three types of yajnams. Ritual yajna means rituals. First, in this shloka, 11th shloka, Lord Krishna gives sattvika yajna. Sattvika yajna is that yajna means yaj, to worship. Yaha ijyatena, saha, that person who is performing that yajna, yaha ijyate, which is performed by that person, a sattvic person. How he performs, a sattvic person, the yajna, what type of attitude he entertains while performing any ritual, either big level or a small ritual, whatever he performs or she performs, what type of attitude that person entertain. Condition number one is aphala kankshibhihin. You can see the first line, first word, aphala kankshibhihina. That person, a sattvic person, perform that ritual without any desire for results. Not result oriented. Phala kanksha means desire for result. Desirous of materialistic benefits. Artha kama. Kanksha means desire. Phala means result. Kankshibhihi means who are desirous of. Aphala kankshibhihi means na phala kankshibhihi, aphala kankshibhihi. Not desirous of any materialistic wealth. Arthakama. See, a mature person use his or her resources, whatever have material resources, use in a proper manner for spiritual pursuit. He knows or she knows for what he or she is using, how much to use, how much importance to give in a proper place, and they keep them in proper place, right place in artha. They never abuse them, even though artha and kama are very common in one's life, but they know how to utilize them. They are very, very mature. They never misuse them. They never abuse them. Any sort of materialistic resources, they know very intelligently, meticulously, they use for good purpose, good cause. They are called mature people. Even dhanam also. Dhanam, you can use. Money is your master, or money is your master, or you are the master of money. You know? Generally, we are all slaves. You know? We are all, you know, generally public, not you and I. Generally, slaves to the money. You know? Dhana daham. Dhana daham. That is, the money alone is the primary for them. Adukku dhaan enna Tamil la kuda solluva, dhanam moolam idam jagat. Without money you cannot survive in this world. Therefore, what earn money? What way? Any way you can earn. Earn first, that's all. So dhanam is most important thing in their life. Not values, not dharmic life. For them, money is more important. But a sattvic person, not desirous of too much money or any other comforts. Aphala kankshabhi. This is the first condition. Then second condition is vidhi drishtaha. According to the scriptural injunctions, he performs. Whatever ritual or puja, vratam that person performs, vidhi drishtam, according to the shastra injunctions he performs. Vidhi means shastra injunctions. Some vihita karmas, vihitam, given injunctions given to the person. These are the karma you have to do. Shastra gives to that person. Prescribed in artham, prescribed karmas. Paying tax is a prescribed karma. How to avoid tax? People are searching the ways. No? How to avoid tax to pay? But you deliberately, you yourself have to go and pay the tax. The person deliberately has to do his duty. Paying tax is his duty. No? That is vidhi drishtaha. Similarly, sandhya vandanam or family, some amavasya tarpanam, occasionally, nitya karma chulva idukku, nitya karma. Nitya karma means not daily doing karma. Nitya karma is that occasionally doing also, but compulsory you have to do. Compulsorily you have to do. Suppose, for example, tomorrow, Varalakshmi nombu, is the vratam to be performed. From generations it comes. Varalakshmi vratam, the mother gives that vratam to her daughter. So every year she is supposed to do that vratam. So that is a niyata karma. Nitya karma, not nityam varshati varvadita pandrom. But nitya karma means what? Compulsory. You have to do that. Adhe mandra avani avatam. That is a nitya karma. Nitya karma means every avatam time they have to change the punal and they have to take mantra and that japa and all they have to do. Occasionally, even though you do, they are all compulsory. The vidhidrishtahana. Samadhaya is the third condition. Samadhaya. Samadhaya means with full commitment or wholeheartedly. Wholeheartedly. Shastra many times give warning also. What is that warning? If you don't do this, you will get pratyavaya papam. If you don't do this, you get pratyavaya papam. ప్రత్యవాయ పాపం. ఓకే ఓకే మేనేజ్. ప్రత్యవాయ పాపం యు గెట్. శాస్త్ర గివ్స్ ఏ వార్నింగ్, స్పిరిచువల్ బెనిఫిట్స్ ఏ కొన్ని, శాస్త్ర గివ్స్ దిస్ వార్నింగ్. ఓకే సో దట్ లైక్ దిస్ రూల్స్ అండ్ రెగ్యులేషన్స్ ఆల్సో వెన్ దేస్ యూ హ్యావ్ టు వేర్ హెల్మెట్, యూ హ్యావ్ టు వేర్ ద బెల్ట్, ఆల్ దీస్ రూల్స్ గివెన్ బై అవర్ గవర్నమెంట్ పీపుల్. వై వాట్ ఫర్ అన్న ఫర్ పర్సన్ సేక్ ఓన్లీనో. అండ్ కమాండ్ ఆర్డర్ ఇరుందా దా సెల పేరు పండువా. వితౌట్ ఆర్డర్ అండ్ కమాండ్ పీపుల్ ఓంట్ ప్రాక్టీస్. శాస్త్ర ఆల్సో నోస్ దాట్. సో శాస్త్ర ప్రిస్క్రైబ్ బై సేయింగ్ సమ్ టైమ్స్ ఇట్ గివ్స్ నో వార్నింగ్ ఆల్సో దిస్ ప్రత్యవాయ పాపం కమ్స్ టు యూ, దేర్ ఫార్ యూ పర్ఫార్మ్. Therefore, sattvic people always follow whatever is prescribed by Shastra and wholeheartedly they perform, not half-heartedly, wholeheartedly they perform, and compulsory duties they perform without expecting any materialistic results. Evam yashtavyam. What type of mind they entertain? This should be performed by me. Let me perform this yajnam or ritual. It should be performed compulsorily. He tells himself or she tells herself it should be performed. Vihita karma, pancha maha yajnas like, all they will perform. With bhakti, shraddha, nardham. In short, you want to say, with bhakti and shraddha. Therefore, you cannot give for these rituals and vratams and all, you cannot give any visible result. Illa adrishta phalanda, whatever shastra prescribe, many phalams are adrishtam, not drishtam, not visible. Now the person may get doubt, what is the guarantee am I going to get the benefit? Suppose person thinks like that, what is the guarantee I am going to get the result if I do sandhya vandanam, if I do varlashvi nombu, if I do any other vratam or ritual, what is the guarantee? I am not seeing any visible result. What is the scientific proof? We cannot give any scientific proof. There is no scientific proof for sandhya vandanam or varlashi nombu. Okay? Even tulasi puja also, no scientific proof. We don't want to show any scientific proof. It is only out of shraddha you practice. That's all. Never ask any scientific proof for all this, no, whatever prescribed by Shastra. We are not supposed to ask. Then why Shastra prescribed? If you have faith, Shraddha, this Shraddha will slowly help you to grow internally. This Shraddha will continue later in Upanishads. And this Shraddha you just totally surrender to Shastra. This Shraddha only helps you to keep that Shraddha on Shastra Pramanam, Vedanta Shastra Pramanam. Otherwise, without this Shraddha, suddenly a person comes to Upanishad class, Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithya, anna, keep your Shraddha on Vedas, anna, who will develop Shraddha suddenly? All of you sudden, Shraddha Varuma? The Shraddha Chinna Vaislandi Varanam. Rituals moolama, karma kandam moolama, shraddha vandi vandi vandi, then that person get jnana yogyata, that shraddha will continue and that shraddha will give him jnanam. Therefore, shraddha is very very important. Therefore, never try to give any scientific proofs to your children. Okay, they'll ask always scientific proofs. Why we have to show scientific proof? That is not right way. That means what? Whoever asks scientific proof, then only I perform chunna, they are having lack of Shraddha Nardha. They don't have Shraddha, they are lacking Shraddha. Such people, they come to Shastra, they expect some mystic powers from Shastra. Because lack of Shraddha, so I should see some benefit through Shastra. Mudugavali poro Shastra padicha, Mudugavali ki Shastra adhi enna connection? అదే మాదిరి వీటిలో ప్రాబ్లమ్స్ ఎలా పోహను. ఆఫ్టర్ కమింగ్ టు స్వామిని ఆల్సో ఫ్రమ్ లాంగ్ టైమ్ స్టిల్ మై మైండ్ ఈజ్ స్ట్రగ్లింగ్, దెన్ వాట్ ఈస్ ది యూజ్ ఆఫ్ గోయింగ్ టు స్వామిని? హూ సెడ్? ఇది దేనికి కనెక్షనే కనియాదు. As long as you are not understanding Shastra properly, your confusion will continue in the mind. So like this, they keep link, lack of Shraddha and Shastra, they keep link with this, some powers, some mystic powers. Veetla ellame nalladha nadakkanum, namma nenichadella nadakkanum, husband ku health nalla irukkanum, enakku nalla irukkanum, avarku promotion varanum, kulandhukku seat varanum, idella vanda na Vedantham class ku ponadhu benefit nu artham. Ippadi kuda vandudum konja naalukku, ippa Shraddha illenna. இதுக்கு லிங்க் போட்டுடுவான். பை சான்ஸ் ஆல் ப்ராப்ளம்ஸ் சால்வ்டு, ஆக்சிடென்டலி இட் ஹேப்பன்ஸ், சப்போஸ் தே ஆல் கிவ் தட் கிரெடிட் டு தி சுவாமினி. அந்த சுவாமினி பார்த்ததுக்கு அப்புறம் தான் எனக்கு எல்லாமே சரியாக போச்சு. அது ஒன்றுமே கிடையாது ஆக்சுவலில், நிஜமாக சொல்ல இருக்கிற விஷயம் தேர் பிலீவ் தட்ஸ் ஆல். டுமாரோ எனி திங் கோஸ் ராங் ஆல்சோ அதே சுவாமினி காரணமாயிடும். இதில் ஒரு தப்பான ஒரு எண்ணம். ஸோ நெவர் லிங்க் வித் சம் மிஸ்டீரியஸ் திங்ஸ் டு ஹேப்பன் இன் மை லைஃப், சம் மிஸ்டீரியஸ் திங்ஸ் ஹேப்பன் டு மை ஃபேமிலி மெம்பர்ஸ் ஆர் இன் மை மைண்ட். நத்திங் வில் ஹேப்பன், நோ மிஸ்டிக் திங்ஸ் வில் ஹேப்பன், மிஸ்டீரியஸ் திங்ஸ் நெவர் ஹேப்பன். ப்ளீஸ் டோன்ட் எக்ஸ்பெக்ட் தட். அந்த மிஸ்டீரியஸ் திங்ஸ் ஹேப்பன் பண்ணுறோம்னா சாஸ்திரம் மேலே நமக்கு ஸ்ரத்த இல்லைன்னு அர்த்தம். We are looking at Shastra in a different perception, wrong way of perception. I miss the track. I miss that content of Shastra. I am the loser. What am I losing? Anna? Immensely I am losing the treasure. So I want to, my students should not miss that. What is the purport of Shastra? So never link some mystic powers or anything through Shastra. Shastra is nothing but clear understanding. Clear understanding. There is no confusion, there is no delusion. Very, very, very clear to that person. Clarity must come only in your intellectual level. No any mystic experiences. Ippave solren naan munnadi. Okay. Because you should not disappoint later. 12th shloka.
அபிசந்தாய து ஃபலம் தம்பார்த்தமபி சைவயத் இஜ்யதே பரத ஶ்ரேஷ்டம் தம் யஜ்ஞம் வித்தி ராஜஸம்.
Now, what is the Rajasa Yajna or Rajasic person? What type of Shraddha he shows towards the Yajnam? He Bharata Shrestha. O Arjuna, who is Shrestha among Bharata Vamsha, Tam Yajnam Vidhina. May you understand that is Yajna, which is performed with abhisandhaya phalam, just quite opposite to sattvic yajna. This person, a rajasic person, performs yajnas keeping the result in his mind. Motive is name and fame. Phalam means result. Result in the form of name and fame. Expecting, abhisandhaya means expecting, with expectation. Yat ijyate, which is performed. For status sake, or for name sake, for fame sake, when a person perform with this motive, it is called rajasic yajna. Dambhartham api. Even for the sake of show, dambha means as a show, to show others. See, I am also performing this yajna, this ritual. And very, very showy type. Ellar kaamikkiradhu kaadha. Not atmaarthama pandradhu kadaiyadhu. Ellarukku theriyanum, naan pandrenu. So, this way I am performing, so grand way I am performing. That all people should know, all people should come. This is pomp and show, dambhartham. ஃபார் தி சேக் ஆஃப் ஷோ ஹி பர்ஃபார்ம்ஸ். திஸ் இஸ் கால்ட் ராஜசம் யஜ்ஞம் இது வித்தி. மே யூ அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட், மே யூ நோ, திஸ் இஸ் ராஜசிக் டைப் ஆஃப் யஜ்ஞான். ஸோ வாட் இஃப் ஹி பர்ஃபார்ம்ஸ் திஸ் டைப் ஆஃப் யஜ்ஞ தம்பார்த்தம், லெட் ஆல் ஆஃப் தெம் நோ, நோ பப்ளிக் நோ, பட் ஸ்பிரிச்சுவல் ஸ்டாக்னேஷன் வில் டேக் பிளேஸ். தேர் இஸ் நோ ஸ்பிரிச்சுவல் க்ரோத் இன் திஸ் பர்சன்ஸ் லைஃப் இஃப் ஹி பர்ஃபார்ம்ஸ் இன் வித் தட் மோட்டிவ். வித் தட் மோட்டிவ் ஹி பர்ஃபார்ம்ஸ், நோ ஸ்பிரிச்சுவல் க்ரோத் டேக் பிளேஸ். பட் அட் த சேம் டைம் சாஸ்திரா நெவர் கண்டெம்ஸ் யூ கேன் ஹாவ் மனி, யூ கேன் ஹாவ் பிளஷர்ஸ் இன் இனிஷியல் ஸ்டேஜஸ் ஈவன் சகாம கர்ம ஆல்சோ சாஸ்திரா என்கரேஜ். சகாம கர்மா மீன்ஸ் வித் டிசைர்ஸ், ஐ வாண்ட் குட் ஹெல்த், ஐ வாண்ட் மனி, ஐ வாண்ட் ஜாப், யூ பர்ஃபார்ம் சம் பூஜா, நத்திங் ராங். இனிஷியல் ஸ்டேஜஸ் சாஸ்திரா என்கரேஜ், சாஸ்திரா நெவர் கண்டெம்ஸ். பட் தட் சகாம கர்மா ஷுட் நாட் பி ப்ராக்டிஸ் த்ரூஅவுட் லைஃப். கீப் சம் லிமிட்டேஷன் ஃபார் தேட், நோ, ஹாவ் சம் பார்டர் லைன் ஃபார் தேட். நெவர் கண்டினியூ த்ரூஅவுட் லைஃப் சகாம கர்மா. Okay, that sakama karma is not wrong, but it is not, it will not give papam. Sakama karma will not give papam, but it will not give any jnanam. Moksham varadu, chitta shuddhi varadu, chitta shuddhi varlana jnana yogyata varadu, jnana yogyata varlana jnanam varadu, jnanam varlana moksham varadu. So sakama karma continuously you are doing. So young age you can have some, not at the age of 50, 60, 70 years lo poi sakama karma pandakudadu. So grow gracefully out of sakama karma, enter into nishkama karma, then nishkama karma also not for your sake you do loka sangraha, for family members sake we do puja, any worship, any no family members sake you can do, for youngsters sake you can do. You keep in and the namke vasti, you have to keep them, even if you come to Vedanta also. Yeah, we are not supposed to leave everything, we have to do that. So sakama karma is okay, otherwise what will happen, you will stagnate again, no growth in spirituality. This is called rajasik karman, rajasik yajnam. Next, 13th shloka, Lord Krishna presents tamasika yajna. What is tamasik type of yajna? We will read that 13th shloka.
Vidhi namasrishtanam mantrahi namadakshinam shraddha virahitam yajnam தாமசம் பரிசக்ஷதே.
தாமசம் யஜ்ஞம் பரிசக்ஷதே. தேர் ஆர் சம் டைப் ஆஃப் ரிச்சுவல்ஸ் பர்ஃபார்ம்ட் பை எ தாமசிக் பர்சன். வாட் ஆர் தே? விதிஹீனம். When he performs such a person whose mind is predominantly tamasic, his action is like which is contrary to scriptural injunctions. Vidhihinam na, vidhi na shastra injunctions, heena means without, there are no any stipulations or scriptural rules and regulations when he or she performs. Without any scriptural rules and regulations is called vidhihinam. Asrishtannam, that yajna which is without food, a cooked food. Asrishtannam, that means without annadanam anartham. You are supposed to do lot of dhanams while you are performing rituals. ఎనీ సార్ట్ ఆఫ్ నోంబ్ ఆల్సో, ఎనీ వ్రతం, ఎనీ నోంబ్, ఎనీ ఫంక్షన్, యూ హ్యావ్ టు డూ లాట్ ఆఫ్ దానం. దెర్ ఆర్ సో మెనీ దానమ్స్ అవర్ శాస్త్ర ప్రిస్క్రైబ్. అన్నదానం, గోదానం, వస్త్రదానం, స్వర్ణదానం, భూదానం, లాట్ ఆఫ్ దానమ్స్, జలదానం. ఎస్పెషల్లీ దిస్ అన్నదానం ఈజ్ హైలైటెడ్. ఫర్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్, ఇఫ్ యూ ఎంటర్ ఇన్ టూ న్యూ హౌస్, గృహప్రవేశం ఓవర్, యూ హ్యావ్ టు డూ అన్నశాంతి అని చూడవా. అన్నశాంతి మీన్స్ వాట్? నాట్ శాంతి ఫర్ అన్నం. అన్నశాంతి అన్న యూ హ్యావ్ టు ఆఫర్ ప్లెంటీ ఆఫ్ ఫుడ్ టు మెనీ పీపుల్, ద పూర్ పీపుల్ యూ హ్యావ్ టు ఆఫర్. అప్పుదా అంత గృహంతికి శాంతి అని అడుక్కొని నమకు బిలీఫ్ టిల్ టుడే. If you don't do anna shanti, that family will not prosper in that house, they say. So anna danam we have to do. Asrishtana means any yajna without cooked food and without naivedyam, without anna danam an artham. Santarpanam an chulva, they call it as santarpanam. Then mantra heenam, without proper mantra. Mantra me teriyad, mantra heene. మంత్రలోపే, తంత్రలోపే, క్రియాలోపే, కాలలోపే, నియమలోపే. ఒక నియమం కాలం కడయాదు. ఎప్పాదు పండ్లా, ఎనీ టైం ఐకెండు, అంత టైప్ అనమాట. మంత్రం ఎందుకు? క్యాసెట్ పోట్టుట్టు అందుకు ప్రీస్ట్ కూప్టా అనుకోరు, 10 రూపాయలు కొడుకును, అది వేస్ట్ అని చొల్లి. ఇప్పుడు శ్రావణ మాసం వల్ల శివనోమికి క్యాసెట్టే కడిగారు. అంత క్యాసెట్ దే విల్ పుట్ ఎవ్రీ ఇయర్ అదే క్యాసెట్. తేంజి తేంజి పోయిరు క్యాసెట్. అన్నాలో పర్వాలే అన్న. They don't like to give even or 50 rupees to a pujari, you know, 100 rupees. That type of mind. You know. That mantra lopa, even they chant also, that mantra lopa is like that. There is no swara, varna, pronunciation also won't be there properly. Without proper mantra, without proper chanting, they chant. That's why when you are chanting Sanskrit, slokas, even Vishnu Sahasranamam, లలిత సహస్రనామ గుంపులో గోవింద మాదిరి, ద ప్రొనన్సియేషన్ వేర్ ఎవర్ యూ హ్యావ్ టు చాండ్ ప్రాపర్లీ యూ హ్యావ్ టు చాండ్. దట్స్ వై లర్న్ సాన్స్క్రిట్, వెరీ వెరీ ఇంపార్టెంట్, ఎస్పెషల్లీ ప్రొనన్సియేషన్ సేక్. దట్ ఈస్ వెరీ వెరీ ఇంపార్టెంట్. మంత్రహీనం. ఇంత తామసిక్ యజ్ఞంలో మంత్రము కడయాదు, ప్రొనన్సియేషన్ ప్రాపరం కడయాదు, రూల్స్ కడయాదు, రెగ్యులేషన్స్ కడయాదు. దెర్ ఇస్ నో దానం ఎట్ ఆల్, నో దక్షిణ ఆల్సో. దక్షిణ కొడుకడం అన్న పెరిగి బీపీఏ ఉందడం అనుకున్న పేరుకి అప్పుడు. ఆల్వేస్ దే బార్గెన్ విత్ ప్రీస్ట్ అండ్ హ్యావింగ్ లాట్ ఆఫ్ మనీ, రిచ్నెస్. దే షో దేర్ రిచ్నెస్ టు పబ్లిక్ అండ్ యూ సీ ద హౌస్, ద డెకరేషన్, ద వే దే డెకరేట్ థింగ్స్, ఈచ్ యూనో అండ్ వాట్ యూ కెన్ కాల్ అండ్ కార్నర్ బొమ్మ ఎల్ల అనో, అది ఇప్పుడు ఎల్లా వరద ఇల్లయో హ్యాండిక్రాఫ్ట్స్లో సో మెనీ. అండ్ వీడు పాకర్దకు ఒక అళహా ఒక మ్యూజియం మాదిరి ఇరుకుం. అంత అళవకు రిచ్ పీపుల్ అన్నాను. యూ సీ ద వే దే గివ్ ఫ్రూట్స్, ద దానం, దే వే తమ అంత వెత్తలపాకు నల్ల డ్రైగా ఇరుకుం. అంత మాదిరి ఫ్రూట్స్ కొడుకుది, పువ్వు కూడా ఒమ్మ వాడిపోయి ఇరుకుం. இந்த மாதிரி அந்த ரிச்னஸ் பார்த்து, இந்த மாதிரி தானம் பண்ணும்போது பார்த்தா இந்த மனசு எவ்வளவு நேரோ மைண்ட் அனு தெரிஞ்சு போயிடும். பட் திஸ் ஹோல் ரிச்னஸ் வாட் ஃபார் அண்ணா? தே வாண்ட் டு ஷோ ஃபார் அதர்ஸ். They want to show for others. When they are giving, the very, very mean things they give that. Yenna manasu vishalam ahala. There is no mental richness. Manasu vishalam ahi richness and the kadiyad. They have only materialistic richness. Shastra never concerned about this person. This person is still very, very, very immature person on earth. It's a spiritual stagnation again. Not only stagnation, degradation. Stagnation is not the problem. You know, he will get papam also. Mahapapam. Dakshina kuda proper a kudukano. Yediyume free a kadikave kadikade. Even that person says, I don't want dakshina anuchunnanu. Somehow or other, in some place or other, you have to spend that dakshina. Eppudiyadu kudute aaganu. To some other person, you have to give. Otherwise, Bhagavan will collect later everything together. Okay? Asrishtanam, mantraheenam. That's why one shloka we chant. Alla pandindu kapparam. Karacharana kritam va, kayajam karmajam va, శ్రవణనయనజం వా మానసం వాపరాధం విహితమవిహితం వా సర్వమేత క్షమస్వ. அப்பா இது ஒன்று சொன்னால் போதும், எல்லாம் பண்ணி முடிச்சுட்டு இந்த ஸ்லோகம் பண்ணி முடிச்சான்னா டெய்லி இதே சொல்லிட்டு இருப்பான். என்ன அக்கிரமம் பண்ணுறது இந்த ஸ்லோகம் சொல்கிறது, இது இன்னும் பார்ப்போம். ஸோ திஸ் இஸ் ஓன்லி ஒன்ஸ் இன் எ வைல். எல்லாத்துக்குமே அக்ஷதை வச்சுட்டு மேனேஜ் பண்ணுறது, எல்லாத்துக்குமே அக்ஷதம் சமர்ப்பயாமி, அக்ஷதம் சமர்ப்பயாமி, அப்படி பண்ணக்கூடாதுன்னு சொல்கிறேன். பூ கூட பிரித்து பிரித்து போடக்கூடாதுன்னு, பிரிச்சு பிரிச்சு போட்டா பிரிச்சு பிரிச்சு மாதிரி ஆயிடும் மனசு கூட. ஹோல் ஹார்ட்டட்லி என்ன என்ன அர்த்தம், ஹோல் புஷ்பம் யூ ஹாவ் டு ஆஃபர். இன்னோட 10 புஷ்பம், ஒரு புஷ்பம் வச்சா போதும், ஒரு புஷ்பம் எடுத்துட்டு ஒரு ஒரு பெட்டலை போட்டுட்டு மந்திர மந்திரத்துக்கு ஒரு பெட்டல், என்ன டைப் ஆஃப் பூஜை புரியல. அதக்ஷிணம் வித்தவுட் தட்சிண, வித்தவுட் தட்சிண ஒன் பர்சன் பர்ஃபார்ம் எனி ரிச்சுவல் இட் இஸ் தாமசிக யஜ்ஞம் ஸ்ரத்தாவிரஹிதம். தெர் இஸ் நோ ஸ்ரத்தா இன் சாஸ்திர, வித்தவுட் ஃபெய்த், வித்தவுட் ஃபெய்த் இன் சாஸ்திரிக் இன்ஜங்ஷன்ஸ். மனப்பூர்வகமாக பண்ணணும். ஸ்ரத்த இல்லாமல் ஈவன் கல்யாணம் நடக்கும்போது த பாய் அண்ட் கேர்ள் ஷுட் ஹாவ் டோட்டல் ஃபெய்த் ஆன் ஈச் மந்த்ரா. வாட் இஸ் த மீனிங் ஆஃப் தட் மந்த்ரா? தே ஹாவ் டு ஆஸ்க் த ப்ரீஸ்ட் அண்ட் தே ஹாவ் டு பர்ஃபார்ம். ஈவன் உபநயனன் டைம், ஈவன் பிரத்தா டைம், அந்த மந்திரம் சொல்லும்போது அவர் மைண்ட் இஸ் டோட்டலி லுக்கிங், அவர் வந்தாரா இல்லையா, இவர் வந்தாரா இல்லையான்னு பார்த்துட்டே இருப்பான். தோஸ் ஆர் சிட்டிங் ஆன் தட், நோ டூயிங் பர்ஃபார்மிங் தட் ரிச்சுவல், எனி ரிச்சுவல், யுவர் மைண்ட் ஓன்லி ஆன் தட் ஆல்டர். யூ ஹாவ் டு ஃபோக்கஸ் ஆன் தட் ஆல்டர் அண்ட் த ப்ரீஸ்ட் ஆல்வேஸ் வாண்ட் டு பிரிங் த டிவினிட்டி இன் யுவர் ரிச்சுவல்ஸ். He is struggling to bring divinity. You are running away from the divinity. People, so materialistic. And the panchakachyam kattinda and ange ukarana na panchakachyam kattida ukarana. Shattu baniyan potukkudadu. When you are doing puja, or going to temple, anywhere, you have to wear that dress. What dress is prescribed by Shastra? No, no, it is a fashion. Enna dress pottaalum paravaillai. Priest enna panna mudiyum? And the divinity you are taking out, the priest trying to bring divinity, no, there is lot of what, no shraddha nardham, lack of shraddha, and the shraddha virahitam. Edhi panna kuda shraddha yoda pannanum, bhakti yoda pannanum. It gives a tremendous benefit, but visible results you cannot see. Ippo enna visible results irundada, you will question, otherwise edhukaga pannanum, yaar kanna benefit varadha illaya ni. அப்படி கேட்கறது கூட தப்பு தான். ஸோ ஹவு யூ ஆர் கோயிங் டு ட்ரைன் யுவர் சில்ட்ரன் என்னது, இட் இஸ் இன் யுவர் ஹேண்ட்ஸ். ஸ்ரத்தா விரஹிதம். நெக்ஸ்ட் ஸ்லோகா 14th ஸ்லோகா. திஸ் ஆர் ஆல் 3 டைப்ஸ் ஆஃப் யக்ஞம்ஸ், சாத்விக யக்ஞம், ராஜச யக்ஞம் அண்ட் தாமச யக்ஞம். தாமச யக்ஞம் தெர் இஸ் எ ஸ்பிரிச்சுவல் டவுன்ஃபால், தெர் இஸ் நோ ஸ்ரத்தா எட் ஆல் இன் சாஸ்திரா, தட்ஸ் தாமசிக யக்ஞம். That person will never grow. In Rajasika Yajna, spiritual stagnation is there because of Ahankara, because of result-oriented mind he does. But Sattvika Yajna is the only Yajna where person spiritually grow and there is no stagnation at all, and that person's family also will flourish and prosper. Therefore, let us watch our attitude when we are performing எனி யஜ்னா. யஜ்னா மீன்ஸ் நாட் அ பிக் ஹோமம் ஆர் யாகம், ஈவன் ஸ்மால் திங்ஸ் ஆல்சோ. வாட் யஜ்னம் வி ஆர் டூயிங் நவ்? ஜான யஜ்னம். இது கூட யஜ்னம் தான், ஜான யஜ்னம். வாட் இஸ் த ஜான யஜ்னம்? இஸ் த மோஸ்ட் சுப்பீரியர் யஜ்னா இன் ஆல் யஜ்னாஸ், எமாங் ஆல் யஜ்னாஸ். திரவிய யஜ்னாஸ் தப்போ யஜ்னா. Among so many yajnas, jnana yajna is the superior, most yajna. So you are doing such a type of yajna. So enna manaku irukano? Sattvic mind irukano.
Devadvija guru prajnam.
Devadvija guru prajnam.
పూజనం శౌచ మార్జవం బ్రహ్మచర్యమహింసాచ శారీరం తప ఉచ్యతే.
నౌ ఫోర్త్ టాపిక్ లార్డ్ కృష్ణ టేక్స్, దట్ ఈస్ త్రీ టైప్స్ ఆఫ్ ఆస్టెరిటీస్. త్రీ టైప్స్ ఆఫ్ ఆస్టెరిటీస్ ఆర్ తపస్, సాత్విక్ తపస్, రాజసిక్ తపస్ అండ్ తామసిక్ తపస్. సొసైటీ ఈస్ వెన్ ద రూల్స్ అండ్ రెగ్యులేషన్స్ వెన్ దే పర్ఫార్మ్ డెలివరేట్లీ వితౌట్ ఎనీ ఇంపోజిషన్, నాట్ వితౌట్ ఎనీ ఆర్డర్ గివెన్ బై ఎనీ వన్. వెరీ వెరీ మినిమమ్ రూల్స్ అండ్ రెగ్యులేషన్స్. దెర్ ఈస్ నో కమాండర్ ఆర్ somebody to always watch, but person himself or herself does without many rules and regulations. That society is called a mature society, a society which has got less rules and regulations, but everyone follow rules and regulations, not imposed by from external any force. That society is a mature society. In which society rules and regulations are more and more, and always, no, there are watchguards. Na pandriya illiya nu paathinde irukanum. That society is a gross society. That society is a gross society means that people are not mature, not well educated, not well informed in earth. Once upon a time in our country, that all people, they used to follow rules and regulation without any external force. Once upon a time. It is possible again, if we all go into again our Shastra, our culture, it is possible. That's why imposed rules and regulations, see, now we are seeing outside, everyone violates. Why? If that person is not there, traffic police is not there, I can violate the signal. How long we always depend upon external force? There is a chance of violating any rules and regulation. That society is not a mature society. Self-disciplined, ani chollu adukuda. Must be self-disciplined. Not disciplined by somebody. Our children also have to be disciplined by father and mother for some time. Not after, no, they become adults also, you go on watching them, children. Eppadi kashtama irukkali all the time. For grown-up children, kuda watch panninde irukkana, eppadi kashtam. If they do themselves, it is well and good, no? You are happy also. But chinna vayasulana, okay. Adhe maadhiri ethanaali external force, command, rules, regulation, people are very, very gross in artha. And the national consciousness, no? The desha bhakti, in the naadu ennudade, in the veedu ennudade, and the baadhyata, responsibility should come to the person. The self-discipline. I am a self-disciplined person. And vechukonu. I don't want anybody's, no, eye on my actions. I am a self-disciplined person. Appadi irukonu. You have to feel insult when other people are watching and whether we are doing or not. Is it not insult? It is insult actually. A mature person feels it is an insult. Because I am a self-disciplined person. No need of any external force for me. ఇప్పుడు ఇరుకును సొసైటీ అన్న. దే ఆర్ కాల్డ్ సాత్విక్ పీపుల్. దట్స్ అవర్ సొసైటీ వాజ్ దేర్ లైక్ దాట్. నౌ వీ హ్యావ్ టు డెవలప్ అగెయిన్ ద సేమ్ సొసైటీ అన్న. హౌ అన్న? యూ హ్యావ్ టు ట్రైన్ యువర్ చిల్డ్రన్. యా, యూ హ్యావ్ టు ట్రైన్ యువర్ చిల్డ్రన్. ఇన్ దిస్ శ్లోక లార్డ్ కృష్ణ సేస్ హౌ ఎ సాత్విక్ పర్సన్ డూ హిస్ ఆస్టెరిటీస్. సాత్విక్ తపస్ ఈస్ దిస్ దేవ ద్విజ గురు ప్రాజ్ఞ పూజనం. సాత్విక్ టైప్ ఆఫ్ ఆస్టెరిటీ ఈస్ దాట్ కాయిక తపస్. దిస్ ఈస్ ఈస్ టాకింగ్ అబౌట్ కాయిక తపస్ ఫస్ట్. కాయిక, వాచిక, మానసిక తపస్ పేసిటి అప్పురం సాత్విక తపస్, రాజస తపస్ అండ్ తామసిక తపస్. ఈ గోస్ వన్ వన్ శ్లోక. ఫస్ట్ త్రీ శ్లోకాస్ 14, 15, 16 కాయిక తపస్, వాచిక తపస్ అండ్ మానస తపస్. That we will see in the next class. பூர்ணமதஃ பூர்ணமிதம் பூர்ணாத் பூர்ணமுதச்யதே பூர்ணஸ்ய பூர்ணமாதாய பூர்ணமேவாவசிஷ்யதே. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்திஹி. ஹரிஹ ஓம். ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ. ஹரிஹ ஓம்.